Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So tonight at midnight, some people are comparing it to Harry Potter or Twilight. All three of these movies, of course, were based off of books, and all three, I think, are going to do very, very well at the box office. We already know two of them have, but tonight, The Hunger Games premieres. In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin joining me from LA now, where the buzz surrounding The Hunger Games has to be at a fever pitch, no?
Oh my gosh, The Hunger Games is huge. And yeah, this is definitely, it's up there with the Harry Potter, Twilight, but even more so than Twilight, because it doesn't just appeal to a tween audience. This is something that adults like, that males like. This is something that really runs the gamut and really has a lot of other messages in it. Obviously, you know, people, I think, know what this is about by now. If you haven't read the books, they're based on these young adult books about a futuristic society where the government controls everyone. They pick these tributes from each of the areas in the country, and teens are forced to fight to the death in a televised kind of reality show, if you will. But it's a bloody reality show. It's not American Idol.
Right.
And of course, you know, it's just getting so much buzz. As of midday Thursday, Fandango said it was selling 10 tickets per second for The Hunger Games.
I have nothing going on this weekend, so maybe if I can get a ticket, I'll go check it out. In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Somebody that's going to be trying to sell some tickets very soon is Gene Simmons of Kiss. Recently announced, of course, the co-headlining tour with Motley Crue. And while he did so, he dissed Rihanna. And Kim, what exactly did Gene Simmons say about the singer?
He said there would be live rock and roll, absolutely no lip syncing. Basically what he said is, we are sick and tired of girls getting up there with dancers and karaoke tapes in back of them. What you're going to hear on stage is live music. The guys you see on stage playing their instruments are playing their instruments. No karaoke singers allowed. No fake baloney. He said something else.
No fake baloney.
Leave that to the Rihanna, Shmiana, and anybody who ends their name with an A. This is real stuff.
Listen, I get where Gene's coming from, and I can appreciate it to an extent, but he obviously has never seen Rihanna live, because she actually does sing, and she puts on a pretty good show, too, for that matter.
Exactly. So I understand what he's saying, too. You know, there are certain people he could probably criticize for that. And I think he even made some comments about Madonna, didn't he, back when she did the Super Bowl show or when she was announced. Her name does end with an A, so perhaps.
So maybe he meant her as well. Kim, last question. Where will they be wearing more makeup, on the Kiss tour or on the Rihanna tour?
I think the Kiss tour, for sure.
Yeah, especially with Motley Crue on there as well, absolutely. Well, check out those stories and many more with In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin. Have a great weekend.
Great, thanks. You too, Ralphie.